Aloha everyone, speaking to our cyberspace congregation today. We're looking into the most unpopular subject of sin. In Hinduism, there's no sin against God. It's a sin against dharma, the social dharma, universal dharma, the dharma of ecology. For instance, the scientists have systematically succeeded to destroy the planet. Everybody's really worried about that. Global warming and all kinds of things are happening, and weapons of destruction. They're all created by scientists. So that's a sin against humanity and against the planet itself because of the consequences. Sin takes on many forms. In Hinduism, it is the consequence that you should be worried about. Now, in the home, one home is different than another. And each home has its own rules. But those rules cannot really be enforced unless the husband takes on the full responsibility of his family. That means he has to keep his wife happy. That means they together have to keep their children happy. And the family begins to flourish. What is the full responsibility of the family? That means he assumes the full responsibility of running a happy, healthy, productive family. The great Sanatana Dharma, our Vedas tell us that the wife Shakti will make the husband successful. He'll have proper timing in handling his worldly affairs, providing his wife is happy, and they together make the children happy. The energy within him will be sought after by others. They'll want him to do business with because they feel good around him. He'll have the attitude that he's serving the community in his business. And the community will be very generous in paying him back, so his family will flourish. If he takes on the full responsibility of the family, but if he doesn't, that's a sin. Because the consequences are, wife will be unhappy, therefore her power, her shakti, won't be there. And because of that, he will be mentally confused, not being able to keep his thoughts in order. His business will suffer. Children will be unhappy, discouraged, which results in disobedience. Being head of the family doesn't mean a dominant, ignorant head of you do what I say because I said it, because I'm the head of the family, and therefore you have to do everything that I say, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. That's the ignorant approach. Taking on the full responsibility of family is to bring happiness and joy to the family, and then everyone's super consciousness, everybody's intuition, everybody's higher state of mind will function, and the results, perfect karmas. The other way around, not assuming that responsibility and creating it as a shared responsibility between husband and wife. There's room for argument, misunderstanding, and kukarmapala, which means bad karma, or in English, sin. The consequences are that the family may break up, disband. Once the family disbands, the fight goes on. It never stops, because it is within the individual's minds. The children don't mature emotionally very well after that. The husband's having mental arguments. The former wife is having mental arguments. And that is the consequence of the ku karma, which ku means bad. Pala means the fruit of the bad karma. It is a bitter fruit to eat. Finally, it gets rotten. You try to bury it away in the subconscious mind by going out and making new ku karma or bad karma. Having a sense of freedom, I can do anything now, I'm free, no longer responsible to the family. Until the conscience comes up with the feeling of guilt. Finally, enough is enough. And the feeling of guilt, which is attached to the word sin, which comes from the Latin sons, S-O-N-S, and guilt are synonymous. So how do you know if you've done a sin or made a kukarma? Because you feel guilty.